our Lord Jesus hangs on the cross. His last words are, "It is finished." There's a slide, Ted. In the Greek, the word is tetelestai, and I'd like you to learn that word today because I'm going to use it a few times. We usually translate the word tetelestai with "it is finished," but if you go to the next slide, we can also translate this word with "it is accomplished." It is completed. I like the one when we translate a little bit of meaning into the word. When Jesus says tetelestai, he says, "I have done everything that I came to do in this world." Hanging on the cross, in pain and suffering that we put him. This is what he chooses to say. "I have come and I have done everything, Father, that you sent me to do." Question. What is it that Jesus came to do? What is it that Jesus finished, which he started? To help us understand that, I want to take you to one of the most beautiful word picture passages in the Bible. It's in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 to 8. And I'm sure Ted will have that on the screen. You have it? Thank you. Paul writes, "You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges and he took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. And when he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross." So just look at this picture for a moment. And you know me, I like pictures. I'm a simple man, so I need to think in pictures. So just for a moment, see this. So here's Jesus and the Father and the Spirit. And they're in heaven, they're in God's world, in God's place. And it's perfect because there's no conflict, there's no suffering, there's no pain, there's no mourning, there's no death. It's just this amazing place. When John writes about it, he says, "Streets of gold and gates of pearls and streams of water flowing, and God is with these people." And this is where Jesus is. And he could choose to say, "Not going to give this up. This is where I stay. This is perfect. Why would I leave the perfect for the imperfect? I'm going to cling to this." But just look at the picture again. So he has to make a decision. "I stay here where it's amazing. I stay with my Father and all is good. Or I go to earth where I will be humiliated, where I will be persecuted, where I will suffer, where they will nail me to a cross and put me in a grave." And there's the choice. But before he makes a choice, and forgive me, this is my little image, because I think like a child. Elsie always says, "Read the Bible like a child," and I believe, and I like that too. Just think like a child. Before he makes the decision, you know what he does? He goes and he looks for his photo album with all of our faces. And he opens it up, and he sees my picture, and he thinks, "Wow, look at him, struggling, hurting, needs me." Turns the page, sees Cornelia, and he says, "I love her so much, and she needs me." And one by one, he looks at his pictures, he looks at his pictures, until he's seen all of our faces. And when he closes that photo album with our pictures, he says, "I have to go because they need me." He came to this world because we each one of us needed him. Need him every day. He was born into this world so that we may have life and so that we can be reborn into a new life, into real life for the first time. He lived in this world and walked in this world so that we may experience life, real life in all of its abundance and all of its fullness. And that's why when he died on that cross, he could say the word, Tetelestai. It's accomplished. It's completed. I have done everything, Father, that I came to do. But without those words, hear me today, without those words, there is no gospel. Without those words, there is no hope. Without those words, there is no life for you and me, my friends, if Jesus was not able to say, Tetelestai, I have come and I have done it all, Father. That's the moment life started for us. But these words have implications. When Jesus says, I have come and I have done, it asks of us, so what are you going to do with these words in your Monday to Saturday life when you are the hands and the feet of Jesus in this world? Against this backdrop, three things about these words. And the first thing, and there's a slide for that, Ted. I want you to notice that Jesus says these words after living a meaningful life. What I mean with living a meaningful life? Living a full life. So take the two words, break them up. A life full of meaning. But how do I live a life full of meaning? I can only live a meaningful life if I live, and please listen carefully to what I'm saying. Don't misunderstand me. Listen carefully. I can only live a meaningful life if my life is a busy life. And you're thinking he's crazy. Do not mistake the word busy for the word hectic. It's not the word I used. A hectic life is when we run around like chickens with our heads cut off in a rat race. A busy life does not drain my passion. A busy life does not take away my energy, sap my energy. A busy life doesn't tire me out. A busy life does not burn me out. Because a busy life is a life that is filled with doing the right things that energize me. Look at Jesus. You tell me that his life wasn't busy. Got up in the morning, went praying with his father. Comes back, he has to settle these disciples that are always fighting. Then he goes into a teaching session with them. Then he healed people. Then he did miracles. Then he was preaching. Then he was working with the Pharisees. Then he was working with the teachers of the law. And at the end of the day, you look at Jesus and he's energized to the max. Because why? His life was meaningful, busy, filled with the right things. What are the right things? Look at his life. What did he fill his life with? He filled his life with caring for people. Filled his life with relationships with people. And because of that, his life was full of meaning. You know, it gets to me when often I'll meet up with someone and I'll say, so how are you doing? And immediately you see the curtains close and the frown come on the face and the face just drops and says, oh, hectic, I'm so busy, busy, busy. And I'm thinking, you didn't answer my question, but your body did. I'm sure if I asked Jesus that same question, and forgive me when I speak in such worldly terms of my Lord Jesus, but I'm sure if Jesus was around at the end of one of those days that he was busy. And I said, so Jesus, how are you? You know what he would have said? No, he would have said, I am so happy. I had such a full day. I'm so exhilarated because I did the most amazing things. I cared for people. I loved people. I changed people's lives. That's what it looks like. To be busy is to change lives. To be busy in people's lives. To give yourself. And when I do that, I'm energized. It's when we fall to the trap of being hectic and running around that we lose and we never finish and we're always tired. When Jesus says it is finished, he says that at the end of a life that was filled with meaning. My question is, when I go to bed at night and I say thank you for the day, can I say thank you, Lord, that I was busy today with a meaningful life, a full life? Second thing I want you to notice, Jesus says these words after living a successful life. And you're kind of thinking, the word success and cross, they don't fit well in the same sentence. Maybe we should ask, what do we mean with the word success? What is a successful life? When Jesus says, tetelestai, I have been successful, look at his life. He's successful because he gave his life so that we might live. He's successful because he used his life so that our lives could be filled with meaning. He gave his life so that people's lives could be changed. He gave his life so that people would experience him and relationships and not run after things. Because in this world, we think success means to climb the ladder. We think success means to have more, to have the best, to be the best, to hoard as much as we can. And then your success, that's not successful. You'll never finish. When you're running after these things, you're going to keep running. And you're going to keep running. And you're going to be tired at the end of the day. And you're going to say, hectic, busy. Successful life is investing yourself in the lives of people. It's caring for people. It's loving people. It's giving freely so that those who are in need can be lifted up because I could give of myself. It's loving them in such a way that they feel good, that they experience God's care and love in their lives, and that's successful. You know, I watched a video of a man the other day. There's a picture of him, Jim Collins. I don't know if any of you have heard of Jim Collins. He's kind of one of the who's who's when it comes to leadership. He's written quite a few books about leadership and being successful in business. And Jim, in this video, he was talking about all this kind of stuff. And then there's this story where, go back one, you're way too fast for me, Ted. The story where he speaks about asking his mentor to give him a few pointers on what it means to be successful. What are the 3 or 4 points that you use to be successful? And I grabbed my book and my pen immediately. I thought, I need to write this down because I'd like to be successful. And the man said to him, and now you can go to this slide. Life is not being successful. Life is being about useful. Life is not about being successful. It's about being useful. Changed my life when I read that or heard that. And I wrote it down. Changed my life in the way in which I think and the way in which I do. It's not running after, look at what I've done. Look how amazing. The question every day I ask myself, what did I do today to change someone's life? To bring something into someone's life that made them feel, I'm okay, and I'm good, and God loves me. Even if it was just making a cup of tea and taking it to my wife and saying, I love you. Or hugging my child with an amazing hug and making her or him feel that they are the most wonderful gift that God had given me. Life is not being about being successful. It's about being useful. Look at Jesus. He had it all. He had the kingdom of all kingdoms. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And he could have said, look at my success. I'm with my Father. And Jesus says, I'm not going to do that. And he gets down and he becomes humble and he becomes one like us. And he changed our lives forever, and we will never be the same because he lived a life that was successful. Because it was useful. Look at your life and ask the question, what is my life about? Am I useful? Last thing I want you to notice is when Jesus says these words, it is him abandoning, there's a slide for that, Ted. It's him abandoning himself completely to his Father. When he hangs on the cross and he says, Tetelestai, it is complete, it is accomplished, it is finished. He gives himself to the Father. He did not go and bargain with the Father. He didn't bargain with the Father when he came to this world and say, Father, I'll tell you what, I'll give you 3 days in a week. And let's see how we do for the first 3 years, and then maybe I'll give you another day in a week. When Jesus came into this world, he says, here I am, Father, completely. I abandon myself to you. He did not bargain with him about anything that he needed to do. But so often we'll play that game, right? Lord, I'll give you this percentage of my time. Lord, I'll give you this percentage of my gifts. Lord, I'll give you this percentage of my money. Lord, I'll give you this percentage of... When I dare say, Tetelestai, with my Lord Jesus, it is a total surrender and abandonment of my life. Here I am, Father. They're going to nail me to a cross. They're going to kill me. They're going to put me in a grave. But I give myself. See, it's all about trust. It's all about trust. Because if I am in control, I'm behind the wheel, got my foot on the gas, and I'm doing it all. But in the moment I say it is finished and I will abandon and I will give and I will surrender, that's the moment I get out behind the wheel and I give Jesus the wheel. And I give Jesus the gas pedal, and I give everything to him, and I'll sit right next to him and say, you do this, and I will trust you to make my life one that you can use in this world. Look at Jesus. In the world, it looked like it was a mess. He came. He gave. He was nailed to a cross. He died. Was put in a grave. And then he rose from the grave because he abandoned himself to his Father who will never abandon me. And now he sits at the right hand of the Father as the King of kings and the Lord of lords. One who could say, Tetelestai, I have completed, I have accomplished, I have done everything I came to do so that you and I, my my friends, today can stand and say that word, tetelestai, and you know what it means for us. Thank you. This is a new beginning for me. Because Jesus came and did it all. Tetelestai. It is finished. Amen. Take a few moments of quiet prayer.